43 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on a Monday of Rodeo Week. James Timberlake.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Pretty good.
How was your long 4th of July weekend besides doing some baseball?
It is pretty good. You know, no big huge plans, but that's the great thing about fireworks. Even if you're not close, you'll hear them.
Right.
Yeah, I knew what was going on.
There was some fireworks action going on. That was a definite. So mm-hmm. It was a great weekend. It's going to be a great week of Rodeo Week with today in the low 80s, mid 90s Tuesday. For you know, we've got the boot kickoff tomorrow evening at Whitney Commons at 5 o'clock. Come join us out there. Wednesday, sunshine and upper 90s. Wow. Thursday looks like a mid 80s. How about this, James? Parade Friday, sunny. 73.
Yeah, I saw that. We're getting lucky this year.
I don't remember a 73 degree day. I remember a rainy one many years ago, but I don't remember a 73 parade Friday for
and
a while.
Countless incredibly hot ones.
Yes. Yeah, countless ones, yes. Let's look at the date book kicking off this Rodeo Week Monday, James, seventh day. Doc Severinsen. He was one of my heroes growing up, and he is 98. Today, I didn't realize he was still alive, Doc Severinsen. He's 98.
I'm not sure I know who he was.
He was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. He was the band leader, played trumpet. I went to a Doc Severinsen trumpet
concert?
No.
Oh.
He held in Billings when I was growing up. I was in, freshman, sophomore year in high school. He had a little workshop. And you got to spend half a day with Doc Severinsen. That was the coolest thing ever. Great guy. Super nice guy. Great trumpet player. Great band leader. 98 today. Congratulations, Doc. Ringo Starr. You know who Ringo Starr is, don't you?
Of course.
Beatles. Mm-hmm. You know what he did with the Beatles?
Ringo was the drummer, right?
Yes, James. You get the clap of the hand today. 85 today.
The only guy I don't know is the bassist. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, I do. That's George.
Keep going. Come on, man.
George.
You can do it.
I, for some reason, I have George Foreman on my head, but I know that's
Harrison.
Not right. George Harrison. There we go. Yeah.
All right. There we go. Close enough. I was impressed. Robert Taylor, Longmire days.
Yeah.
He's 62 today. So, there you go. Birthdays. Good, great birthdays today. 1846, the U.S. annexes California, and the U.S. flag is raised at Monterey after the surrender of a Mexican garrison on this day in 1846. 1865, James, four persons convicted of complicity with John Wilkes Booth in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln hanged.
Mm.
Washington, D.C., including Mary Surratt, the first woman executed in the U.S.
Wow.
Wow. 1865. 1891, traveler's checks are patented on this date.
Okay.
Oh, hey. The U.S. annexes the island of Hawaii in 1898.
Mm-hmm.
1928, sliced bread was sold for the first time. Chillicothe Baking Company of Chillicothe, Missouri. It was described as the greatest forward step in baking history since bread was wrapped. You know, you hear that phrase, the greatest thing since sliced bread. there you go.
Greatest thing since
1928. It's Chocolate Day today. Have a chocolate. It is... Father-daughter take a walk together day. Cool.
Sure.
Do it.
Why not?
It's going to be a beautiful day. Go do it. It is macaroni day. I like good macaroni.
Ooh, I love macaroni.
I do too.
Big macaroni and cheese guy.
Yeah. Strawberry sundae day.
Okay. I'll eat that too.
Okay. Yeah. You won't turn it down.
No.
Tell the truth day.
Today. Sure. That should probably be every day.
That should probably be every day. Not probably, just should be.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a little, before we get into any kind of trivia. 2 million Americans, James, live within a mile of this structure. I shouldn't say structure.
2 million?
Yeah, 2 million. We do it right here at the radio station.
So
Now, there's a hint for you. Hint,
two
hint.
Million of this structure.
Live within a mile of this. I wouldn't call it a structure. Okay. Okay. Landfill.
Oh. Wow, that's actually less than I would
have thought.
That's
less than I thought. I know. 2 million Americans live within a mile. I look out the window, I can see it.
Yeah. We can smell it, too, if we go outside. The wind
we do that,
the right
too,
way.
Occasionally. Yes, there are mornings where, yeah.
Well, we'll get the... We'll get the gust of
wind.
We'll
get that gust
catch.
Of wind. The winners of the 25 wife carrying world championship held in Finland over the weekend, Caleb and Justin Rossler from Wisconsin. They competed against 200 participants from 18 countries and completed the challenging obstacle course, which included water pits, sand traps, and wooden hurdles in 1 minute, 1.7 seconds.
Okay. Congrats.
All right. Congrats. They had wife carrying over the weekend.
Ranchester.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the world championships.
Wasn't world championships.
It was the state champion. We can call them that, I
guess.
That's
right. Pea shooters from across the globe will attempt world domination in Witcham, England.
Wow, what a sentence.
I know. Saturday, the World Pea Shooting Championships have taken place in the town since 1971, and attracts participants from all over the world. Pea shooters shoot at a target 12 feet away.
And is it as small as a... Why is it called pea shooter?
Like little peas.
Okay.
Little ones. Little okay. Guys. Yeah. Also this weekend.
I didn't realize that was an actual term for...
I didn't know there was
like
a tournament.
A contest.
Yeah. Or a tournament.
Yeah.
Or the world championship. Wayne, Nebraska, National Chicken Cluck-Off coming up Saturday. Hey, see, everybody's got their thing going on. The Cluck-Off is one event in the Wayne Chicken Show. We have our wild rodeo this week. They have Wayne, Nebraska as the National Chicken Cluck-Off. I like ours better.
So, by the way, because now I'm enamored by World Peace Shooting Championships.
Yeah.
It's a device. It's like a blowgun.
It's like a little pea shooter.
I was thinking of a small, like a
firearm. Yeah, no.
But they're using... It's like a blow dart gun.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. What
12 feet away, man.
Sure.
Okay, you know what else is going on this week? This would be on my bucket list, and I would do this. Running the Bulls, Pamplona, Spain.
Yeah.
Kicks off today, all week long.
Okay? You would do that?
I would. Race ahead of a charging
Rangers
bull through the city's historic streets, drawing crowds from around the world. What a rush, man.
Man. Yeah, a rush and then waking up in the hospital, not remembering what happened.
James, growing up on the farm, we raised Black Angus bulls.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like that some days.
Yeah.
You know, when when it was that time of the year when they wanted to be with some other people. Yeah, it was like a running of the bulls.
Yeah, I believe that.
My brother always used to just say to me, just don't be the last guy and you'll
exactly.
be fine. So, James, if we're running the bulls.
If everybody's in front of you, then you got an issue.
Yeah, get as many as you can behind you. But still, what a rush. Fun. Okay. Soda. You call it soda or pop? What do you call it? I go both ways.
I
don't have a like
me neither.
I'm set one. You got a soda?
I'll call them by their name, usually.
Yeah, right. Top selling soda in the U.S.
Number one's got to be Coca-Cola. I'd be blown away if it wasn't.
Well, you'd be blown away.
It's not?
Coke is 5.
What? Okay.
Dr. Pepper.
4?
Sprite.
Okay.
Pepsi.
No, this is a bad list. I'm drawing the P in protest for this list.
I don't make it, man. And Mountain Dew.
There's no way. Coca-Cola is synonymous with... Coca-Cola is dang near up there with McDonald's in terms of synonymous with American culture.
In fact, you can... There's top sodas by each state in there. Well, I'll have to dig a little bit deeper in there and find out where we are. I bet we're Coke.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we are. Okay.
Agreed.
All right. Disgruntled librarian. Wow. Busted. Selling old books. There's probably worse things you could have happen to you, right? Police
throw the book at her.
Yeah, throw the book at her. Police detained a university librarian. Now, how do you know it's a her? It could be a guy.
True.
Police in Beijing detained a university librarian accused of making more than $160,000. Wow. Selling antique books from the school's library. The suspect taken into custody after a police raid on his residence. James, it was a guy.
Man.
Produced more than 500 books stolen from the university. He'd been selling them online. Rare books. Hundreds of years old. See? Library.
You know, I wouldn't
see,
have.
Yeah, what, okay. See,
why are you getting arrested? I don't know.
Arrested, man. Stealing.
Yeah, I guess it's
right?
True. Right?
Okay.
Books. All right. Books.
Okay.
There's worse things to steal than deal, if you will.
I don't know if I believe this or not, but there was a guy in China who went to a hospital with a funny feeling in his stomach. Doctors discovered something in his small intestine. 6.5-inch toothbrush. The 64-year-old said he swallowed 52 years earlier.
Cool.
He had thought it would just dissolve, but it didn't. Doctor said that it could have, you know, perforated his intestine, killed him.
Yep.
They had to do surgery to get it out, though. Man.
Yeah, wow. That's a lot.
Did you go see a movie this week, by chance?
No, I didn't end up doing it. I wish I had, but I did not.
Top movies.
Got too much going on, you know?
I know. You had a couple baseball games going on, which they were great games, by the way.
Yeah.
Two more today. What time you calling the games?
3:00 is the first
3:00
game.
3:00,
and then
James.
The second one right after.
James on the radio and web and live stream. 3:00. Okay. Today. Box office, 28 years later, was 5. Elio was 4th.
Mm-hmm.
How to Train Your Dragon was 3rd. F1 the movie.
Mm-hmm.
2. What do you think was first?
Jurassic
World Rebirth.
That's the...
You know, it only made $91 million. Compared to what Spielberg's movies normally make,
well,
with Jurassic ones, this is like a low one.
Well, that's just for this weekend, right?
Well, low as far as opening weekends were concerned.
Well, yeah, but
original Jurassic World debuted at $208 million.
Yeah, you're talking about something. I mean, that's been the case across the board.
That was 2015. Yeah, then. Sequels Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom and Jurassic World Dominated opened with $148 million and Jurassic World Rebirth $91.5 million.
I'm pretty sure it made a ton of money overseas as well.
Well, that's just mistaken. It. When you count the whole thing. Yeah. Okay. I did not know this about mason jars. A simple number on the bottom of a vintage mason jar could indicate a surprisingly valuable find for collectors. Now people are going to start doing this.
True.
The number in question is 13, a figure long associated with superstition. Many of these jars produced by companies like Ball and Atlas in the early to mid-20th century were marked with a mold number on the base, and those bearing the number 13 have become sought-after collectibles.
Wow.
The value of a 13 jar can vary up to, $200. Somebody did pay $1,500 though for one once, but
$1,500?
Yeah, for a ball jar, wow. Mason jar that has 13. Check your mason jars, see if there's a 13 on the bottom.
No kidding. By the way, just so you know,
okay,
the last 4 minutes or so, I've been looking at the revenues for Pepsi and Coca-Cola,
right?
And you're right. Coca-Cola apparently kind of fallen off a cliff since like quarter one 2015. Slowly coming back.
All right.
Pepsi with that's going to make me throw up. $91 billion in revenue for PepsiCo in the last quarter.
All right, there you go. So,
I had no idea.
We're in Coke country here, James.
Yeah, I know. It's odd. I didn't realize this.
That's all right. Coke number one here. Okay. Let's see. Got a couple minutes left. Let's do some trivia. Most disliked household chore.
Ooh.
Come on, man.
I would assume like vacuuming.
Cleaning the bathroom.
Well, yeah, that's a good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 40% more people say they consume ketchup past its expiration date than 5 years ago.
Wait a minute. The expiration was 5 years ago?
This is a did you know. 40% more people say they will consume ketchup past its expiration date. More than five. So if it's more than 5 years old.
Oh, my.
Still,
what are we doing?
Not you.
No.
Not you. Trust me.
Absolutely not.
I'm trying to give James.
Why even mess with it?
I've tried to give James some protein bars. He didn't want them.
Yeah, because they were a year expired.
They weren't a year, were they?
Yes, it was a full year.
I think they still would have been good.
I would have just so seized right there.
You know, I wouldn't have given you if I would have realized that.
Right.
But you did. You were on top of it. You look at the expiration date on everything right away?
Yeah, usually if it's something that's stored in a fridge, always.
Is there anything past the expiration date that you will eat?
Probably not.
I didn't think so.
No, probably not.
It depends.
I guess if it's something that gets stale, like protein bars, like those things would have been hard as a rock, then no, but sometimes maybe.
All right.
I'll live on the edge a little bit.
Would
sometimes.
You do ketchup past its expiration
no,
date?
No, ketchup, you put it
Come
in the fridge.
On,
no way.
James, live
no
a little.
Way. No
hey,
way.
Hey, it's rodeo week. Have some ketchup expired, okay?
Or just eat, you know, normal ketchup.
All right, James has got Swap Shop, 8 o'clock hour. Kicking off a rodeo week, sunshine 83 right now. We are 65. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.